Welcome back to the Kafa Klipa short form podcast. We have some I'm thinking about for this upcoming week. And of course, we each have a little bit of coffee today. I'm rocking that Bubs Natural. I throw it in my espresso machine, put a little bit of oat milk, and I'm feeling good. Topic of conversation today is this idea of being jacked and successful. So here's what I mean. It's not either or, it's both. It's and. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and we were discussing how over the years, he was super focused on his career. That was the main focus, career. Made a bunch of money, super successful. Also was prioritizing his family, but never prioritized his fitness. It just wasn't a priority. Well, eventually over time, that starts to add up. Your health markers, the way you feel, your ability to keep up with your kids becomes a major, major issue. I've also met people that are super jacked, frankly, probably even too jacked, meaning they spend all day, every day in the gym and they neglect their business. They neglect opportunities to be successful and to create wealth and create trajectory, especially as a gym owner. If you're only focused on that, you're missing this idea of make to give, give to your team, give to philanthropic efforts. But the whole idea is like, I want to be both. Like I want to be the dude who's jacked, who feels comfortable with their shirt off, whose spouse finds them attractive, who has good blood markers, who could keep up with their kids, who could get after it. But I also want to be the person who's running a successful business or is reaching my potential in entrepreneurship. Both of those things are very important to me and they should be important to you too. And it was just something that, it's just fresh in my mind after talking to this gentleman was the idea that it's easy to get blinders on to different things in your life because you're so centrally focused. But for me, I want to be jacked and successful. I want to be fit so I can keep up my kids, get after it, be the fittest, 80-year-old grandpa in the world, but also be a hard charger at work who runs a successful business and reaches my potential so that we could really create trajectory for our team and everyone else. And I think that if you embrace this mentality of AMRAPing each thing, being present and focused, switching gears, being present and focused, you could do both. You can make time. You could get up earlier, get after your workout, 20, 30 minutes a day. If you hit it right and you're present and focused, you can get a huge bang for the buck and then you can get on with your work day. But this idea that you don't have enough time, you do, you just need to prioritize it. So what's the motivation today? Something that's fresh in my mind. We should all strive to be super fit and jacked, but also be reaching our potential at work. And of course, reaching your potential at home. Those are really important things to me. And I hope they are to you as well. But if you're finding your balance is off, or if you're finding you're completely neglecting one area entirely, take a step back, take a deep breath, detach for a moment, come up with a game plan, and go out there and execute on it. That's the motivation for this week. Sometimes Kafa Klipa, a little bit more business, a little bit more family, a little bit more fitness. This one, a little bit of well-rounded. So go get after your workouts, stay jacked, stay successful. Let's go.